The heated debate over school choice in Vermont is getting a lot hotter. Three state lawmakers say a member of the State Board of Education who wants more oversight over private schools might be receiving payments from national education groups to support that work. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The legislator sent a letter to the chairman of the state board Monday, asking him to look into the work of Bill Mathis, who served on the State Board of Education since 2011. Mathis is the managing director for the National Education Policy Center, a nonprofit research group. In their letter, the lawmakers say the group receives funding from a number of national organizations opposed to school choice, and they want to know if Mathis's opposition to expanded choice is being fueled by that money. Mathis says the allegations are baseless and politically motivated.
And if you look at that letter, it is a personal attack. Look at all 9 pages of it, and that's where it's going.
The State Board of Education is in the middle of proposing new rules for private schools, and Mathis has been in the middle of the firestorm. Among other things, the State Board is proposing that private schools that use state money increase their financial reporting, and the board wants those schools to accept more special ed kids. The state hasn't updated its private school rules since 2001, and Mathis says the board is only doing its job.
And that's the irony, is that the legislatures ask us to do this, and then three legislators decide that they don't like what they have legislated.
Dover Representative Laura Sibilia was one of the three lawmakers who sent the letter to State Board of Education Chairman Stephen Morse. The letter says the board needs to see if Mathis can, quote, conduct himself in an impartial and independent manner, especially concerning publicly funded access to private schools.
These are not trivial questions. These are actually pretty significant questions about our regulatory board of one of our largest systems, you know, one of our largest funded systems in the state of Vermont, and a system that is in the process of major transformation.
Representative Oliver Olson from Jamaica and Warren Representative Adam Gresham also signed the 9-page letter. The group Mathis works for is based out of the University of Colorado, and Mathis says that's who pays his salary. He says he's never hit his association with the group, and the policy papers he's written are never run by donors. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.